Sometimes needing new tyres can catch us by surprise. That's why Tyre Power gives you the power of Zip Pay and Zip Money. You can get what you need now, get back on the road safely, and pay for it later. Terms and conditions apply. So visit tyrepower.com.au or call 13 21 91.
G'day, Mike Hussey here, but you can call me Mr. Supercoach. KFC Supercoach BBL is back and there's 25 grand up for grabs. So what are you waiting for? Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.
Fireball. Nothing beats $12 a day parking. Melbourne Airport parking.
Switch to Kogan Mobile for $2.90 for 30 days with a big 20 gig of data. Garage doors redefined. 4ddoors.com.au.
Kane and King.
Is in the crowd. Kane's coming in now. This is the final couple of steps on a 725-kilometre journey. What a superstar. Port Adelaide's finest, Kane Corns.
So what we're seeing now is Kane's about to leave his marker, as he has done at each of the stops. And there it is, the final marker.
The first day was, I think you saw the vision, it was straight up, and I was like, oh, I'm not sure I can do this for another 11 days. We had the most incredible team, but it was hard, it was physically the toughest thing I'll ever do.
What got you through, Kane?
Well, the kids, TJ, just for example, this is Aaron, who was a freezing cold day in Horsham, and he took a day off school. He had a brain tumour when he was 10, and he took a day off school to make me this card.
Here we go. The final tally raised by Kane Corns, $337,000.
It is a very good morning to you. It is magnificent to be back live in the SEN studio. Yeah. I was a bit emotional. I made it, Kingy. The best analyst in the game is David King. He's alongside of me, as always, on Friday, and it's a very good morning to you. Looking forward to chatting all things football and grand final this morning as I welcome you in. And thank you to Jordan for filling in for the first hour magnificently as well.
How are you, buddy? Don't take an hour off again. It's the first thing we'll talk about. But no, thanks, Jordan. But, mate, fantastic. Well done. Congratulations. I can't believe what you've been able to do. 725 kilometres. You're here.
In one piece.
You look gone, to be honest. How are you feeling?
I am gone. I've never felt like this before. I've just everything sort of seized up. My feet are gone. My back is absolutely gone, and the lack of energy is quite stark, really. So I honestly, I said this last night. I couldn't have done another day. To think of, we were starting at 7 o'clock each morning, so I'll be setting off again this morning. I'm just not sure I could have done another step. So I'm overwhelmed and grateful and all of that, but I'm also relieved that it's finished.
Yeah. So can you break us down? So it's 12 days.
Yeah.
Just can you take us through the days as to what you were doing,
you're
achieving?
Well, so we left at, I like to leave at 7 each morning. Sometimes it was just a little bit before, sometimes after, if you had any sort of media commitments. And we'd probably go for 30 Ks first up. So that's about 7 till 9:30. And so I had one van in front, one van behind, and then a big motorhome at the back. And we're on these busy freeways doing 12 kilometres an hour. You can imagine the traffic that's banked up and the angry truck drivers, and then the weather started.
this hasn't been good for your popularity. No, not
with the truck drivers. They're angry. Well, they've got places to be and deadlines. You've got two-lane highways and they're banked up behind two cars, and they wouldn't have known what was going on up ahead. So they were a bit frustrated. So then we'd go till 9:30, we'd stop for breakfast. As I said numerous times, we had an incredible team that we had this sort of guru, Mark, who would whip up something for the crew and eat. And then we'd set out again and probably go from 30 to 45K and stop until we sort of got to the 65 kilometres per day. It was the most brutal thing I've ever done.
So we'll get to the end of it in a sec, but so 65Ks every day, each day. That was roughly your number.
Mm.
What sort of times? Because I was blown away by the time, per minute sort of time, per kilometre times you were doing in the first few days. Can you step us through the progress and how it finished?
Yeah, so I probably went a little bit too hard. I think the first day I did 65 Ks and it was about an average of 4.32 per K, which is reasonable. And then the next day was the same, and everyone's, I put the map up on social media. Everyone's saying, "How are you running so quickly? You know, you better take it easy." And so we had I was quite sore on the second day. I had a bit of a chat to the team. They said, "Look, I reckon you should probably try and slow it down to about 5 minutes per K," which I probably didn't take the advice, but I did slow it down to closer to 4:50s, 5 minutes. And then by the end of it, I think yesterday was the slowest day. I think we did 5:04 per K, but it was only for 42 Ks yesterday. That's all I had left. So, yeah, Kingy was hard.
So every morning you wake.
Yes.
Is you wake to an ache? Or how do you actually surface?
Well, when Croft did it, so I interviewed Croft a number of times, and he said he was quite good. He knew what was in front of me, but he was quite good at not scaring me. But he did say, "Look, I'm just telling you, you won't sleep because you've got no idea how much your body will ache." And he was right. So you lie there, and every move that you make, or you've got to get up to go to the toilets, it's quite excruciating. Had a great osteopath, Dylan. So we probably had two or three treatments per day, and tried to get on top of things. Just sit in the shower in the morning, hot shower, and try and get the body warmed up and going. But I reckon I'm going to be paying the price for a little while yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the physical side of it. I want to get to the mental, the mental challenge of just staring at a road. How hard?
It was a great lesson to, I'm always one to look forward, like what's next, or what am I worrying about now? I look to the future too much. It was a good lesson in just staying, sounds a bit cliche, but staying where you are now and just literally getting, sometimes it was just to the next signpost.
Right.
So the signposts are 100 metres away. Okay, let's get, when you're really battling, let's get to that one. Or if you're at, 15K, let's just get to 20 and then you can have a break. You tell yourself, okay, we'll have a break at 20. You don't. You say, okay. And then you get to 20, you go, okay, 25. Well, we'll have a break at 25. I knew there was no time limit on it other than 12 days. So no one was forcing me to keep going, but it was a great lesson in, just trying to stay in that moment when you're really hurting or there's a massive hill coming up, just to put one foot in front of the other. But the mental side of it as well was meeting the people along the way, which was, I wasn't quite perhaps ready for. Like, just for example, there was a guy called Justin who I had no idea. So he just pulled off the side of the road about 300 metres up with a white car, and this guy gets out, a guy about my age, and thought he was just going to clap along and gave him a high five, and he starts running with me. I was like, "Oh, okay, mate, how you going? What's your name?" He said, "Justin." I said, "Oh, sorry, Justin, if I can't talk to you, I'm happy you're here, but if I don't say too much, you can understand." "Yeah, no worries, no worries." He goes, I was diagnosed with leukemia when I was 8. And then I survived, and then it came back, and he's telling me his story, hands over $250 in cash. He said, "Here's a donation." And so he's just running along with me. So things like that, and meeting the kids and the families that have been affected by it was the...
So you'd have been on the edge, though. Like mentally, you'd have been fried and probably a little bit emotional just in yourself. Did that rock you, that knock you around?
That one helped because he looked amazing. He was a healthy guy now. Just to think that when he was 8, it wasn't so much, and that was sort of the reason that we're doing it. So I loved that one. Had just one junior footballer just come and run for 10Ks when I was really struggling. I was like 18-year-old kid, just ran for 10Ks with me. So that aspect of it was something I'll look back on and go, this was just amazing. Like, as much as I'm hurting now and as how brutal it was, I think I'll look back on it and go, it was pretty incredible to meet all of these people. So I've just got to say, your support, SEN support, everyone, the donations, I was just watching it come through. It's just absolutely overwhelming. So I can't thank everyone enough. The SEN network, Hutchie, and 2 weeks off they gave me to do this as well. So I can't thank everyone enough.
The 2 weeks was fine. The hour at the end, we'll talk about after the show. But So you finally know you're going to get there.
Yeah.
So when was that? When did you say, you know what, I'm actually going to get there? Was there a day or a stop or a moment where you thought? Because there was, I think, reading between the lines, there were times where you thought, "This, I'm not going to get there."
Yeah, day two at about 45K, so that was our lunch stop on day two, I was thinking, I'm actually not sure I can do this, and had to have a good hour break and almost fell asleep. This is day two. Mm. We've got 10 more days of this. And just one, you know, I've had stress fractures before or stuff. One stress fracture, you're not going to be able to run. So when did I know I could get there? When we got it. It was an average of 60 Ks per day, but because we got so far in front, the first 5, 6, 7 days we were 65, 67 Ks. Once it tipped under 50 Ks per day that I had to get on average, I thought, well, even if you had to walk it, 50 Ks, you could do it in about 10 hours. We didn't walk a step, but I knew that if I had to. So once we tipped under there, I was pretty confident. So
was there a market? What place was that?
That was, it's probably with 3 days to go. So Ballarat, we stayed for 2 nights in Ballarat. So we would finish on the road, mark the road, drive to the accommodation, and then the next day drive back to where we finished and start from there. My grandma lives in Geelong. I hadn't seen her for 4 years. And they drove down with my uncle Kim from Barwon Heads, where they live in Geelong, and met grandma in Ballarat. And I thought, oh, gee, I'm going to make it now. So that was magnificent. Had so much family support. And then, so it was good, Kingy. I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, I know. I know you want to stop talking about yourself, but I don't want to stop talking about it. So let's just keep going for a minute. And I think with these things, so many people are doing it tough out there and they feel like they're alone and they feel like, you know, their family situation is their loss and they are very insular. How many people have reached out and how many messages have you had since? Not just since, because it's only been, a dozen hours or so, but across the last 3-4 days, come through your family, come through your contacts?
It's been amazing. And I guess now with social media, the amount of contact that you can have with people that you haven't seen for such a long time, you know, people I went to school with 15 years ago reaching out, I reckon, you know, it's the proudest I've seen Dad, like of all the, you know, you played footy for 15 years and saw him so happy in the change rooms after 2004. It was unbelievable. But he's been so invested in this run and I don't get to see Dad that much. So that's been amazing. And my brother as well. And Mum, so the bringing the family together to have the kids over and they were there for part of it. So for them to see some of it and to run a little bit with me has been amazing. So the family aspect of it's been terrific. And then just the amount of messages, like obviously it's pretty abrasive, isn't it, footy? And you have opinions, as you know. And footy fans don't love your opinions if you say something negative, but there's been a lot of, look, I don't love what he says about my footy club, but I respect what he's done here and I do appreciate those messages.
Mate, we're all proud of you. Yeah. We really are. But it is 7:15 the next morning. So what we want to do is look for the next challenge.
No, we don't. 0433 98 11 16. What's the next challenge? Send us a text.
No, we don't want to do that. I think the messages are coming through thick and fast.
Thank you.
And we all love what you've done.
Yeah.
And it's been an amazing journey, amazing ride. Well done.
Thank you, King. I feel a little bit out of the loop with footy. So much has gone on as well. So I want to talk football. Love this grand final matchup as you do, the two best coaches in the game. I heard you speaking about this and text coming through about which of the two's had a better year. This one says horse by 8 lengths.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Not bad. Pretty clever. He loves those references.
And I want to get your thoughts strategically as well on how this will play out. Before we do that and before we take your calls, which we'll do right throughout the morning, an amazing guest coming up, Josh Kennedy, what a player, won't be there on Saturday, but we'll speak to him. And a man who's done it before on the biggest stage, Brad Alton's from Geelong. And, of course, the Friday agenda. We've got to take a break, for Buddy Bet.